time for a Blues Report with Joey Vitale.
You automatically look 15% tougher if you have a beard.
Brought to you by The Electrical Connection.
Orange and green in the shape of carrots.
When you need quality electrical work for your home or business, visit electricalconnection.org.
This is silky smooth.
Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues!
It's the Fast Line on 101 ESPN with Chris Ronchi, Brad Thompson, and Anthony Salter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy, Joey Vitale, the Blues Radio Network. All right, Joey, it's Teach Us Tuesday in the Fast Lane, and you are somebody that Teach Us Tuesday was basically made for. What do you got for us today?
Oof, boys, you know, you really put me on the spot here. And, you know, he just informed me to Teach Me Tuesday. And I had to quickly come up with something, but it wasn't too hard, as you guys know, my personality. I'm sitting here with my shirt off in my house. And I was just looking in the mirror. I recognized my armpit hair. And I don't know if you guys know this or not. You hear about this thing? The armpit hair. People ask, why do we have armpit hair? How do we evolve to have armpit hair? Well, the purpose is, back in the old days, when we use our nose for senses, right? You have to smell things for mating purposes, to smell males and females. God and whoever the creator of this world was, you know, put some hair under our armpits because that's where our connection to our arm, to our chest is, which collects sweat. And when you have hair, you collect more sweat, enhancing the smell and the scent you give off for females. So there you go.
You musky SOB. I had no idea. Look at you just putting out the vibe in your house.
Good for you, Joey.
That's the thing, guys. So, you know, that smell, you know, you smell your armpits like, oh, God, I got terrible BO. Well, there was a time.
Yeah.
There was a time that you were attracting some pretty good females. You know, and every animal's got it. You got the turkey. They got the big, beautiful feathers. They do the old the cluck, cluck, gobble. They got the feathers to attract females. Deer got the big horn saying, hey, little lady, here I am, the big boy on campus. And we got our smell. So there you go.
I met a lady probably 15 years ago who said that she kind of enjoys the smell of BO on a dude. And I thought it was the most disgusting thing ever. Now it makes sense. I get it.
She's a keeper. Hopefully you made her your wife.
I don't know if she's a keeper, man.
She was a throwback. That's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she's probably dead now. I don't know.
Joey, I learned something about hockey, and maybe you can confirm or deny this, because I go to random places on the internet and then take their words for gospel. But I learned that the earliest hockey games were played with, instead of like a puck, they didn't have those yet. It was an early hockey game. It has outdoor roots. They were played with chunks of frozen cow dung. What's your take on that? Is that real?
You know what, BT, you caught me. You caught me with my pants down.
And your shirt off.
And my shirt. Yeah, I am completely butt naked. So if you're in the Kirkwood area and you know where I live, come strolling on by. No, I've never heard that before. I've never heard of the cow dung. I knew there was rocks for a while. Cow dung makes more sense because if you get hit with it, it's not going to hurt as bad. But no, that one is brand new to me. But I could see how it could be a real thing.
All right, good. I feel pretty good about that as well. I like it. Joey, what are you missing the most about hockey right now? I mean, this is supposed to be the fun time, man.
Oh, I miss getting out of my house. Jeez. Get me out of here. I'm like a snail. I just got to break out of this stupid shell and I'm going to be free. No, guys, I miss, I tell you, I just miss the energy around the city. You know, I miss the fans. I miss that run they went on last year, and I miss seeing blue signs and blues jerseys and, hey, you're going to the game tonight. Hey, how about that game last night? I miss the energy. There's a certain amount of energy with sports in general, but I think it's really picked up with hockey in this town. And I miss just people stopping over at my house on a walk and saying, how about Tarasenko's goal last night, or dropping the kids off at school and saying, is Bennington going to get the nod tonight? I just miss the communication. I miss the people that it involves, whether a part of the sport or not a part of the sport. Because it's such a wonderful community, and I miss just reflecting on games and looking forward to games. So if that can come back here in August, which I still believe it will, I'll be looking forward to that one day.
I know there are some people who cover the sport, who are close to it, that have a little bit of a pessimistic view of whether or not it's going to be able to go on and even come to an end this year, like end in a championship. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I mean, I think that you look at 2 weeks ago, guys, I was extremely optimistic. I think that over the last week, week and a half, given the numbers not only going up again with players, but in across the country. Hey, how you doing? And that's what I'm talking about. Boy, guys want to talk hockey. Although he just sent me the bird. Anyway. I put on some clothes before I came outside. Hey, someone's listening. Someone's listening. You know, guys, the numbers have gone up, not only as players, which we knew was going to come because testing was getting higher, but across the country. Look at the numbers. It's a little alarming, for sure. Without question, I think I'm a little bit less optimistic standing today, but still, I still believe we're going to see hockey. I've talked to some players even as late as today, and given kind of the not-so-positive news, let's just put it that way, with the cases going up, and it seems to be that there is just this risk-reward that they're looking at, and apparently the risk isn't outweighing the reward at this point. I mean, the players are looking at it not only as they want to get back and compete for a Stanley Cup final, but also there's a billion-dollar ticket hanging over everyone's head. And I think that this sport has got great owners. I think the sport has great leadership. I know Gary Bettman, some fans have their opinions about him, but he's a very smart man. And I think that they are going to do whatever it takes to get in and get this right. I know that numbers in certain cities are starting to rise. I think they can find cities where it's not as high, and they can create a bubble and create a safety net where these players, their families feel safe, and we can still get this thing done. Again, I know it's probably overly optimistic, but I do feel, based off of what I've heard and what I feel and what I've seen in the league, that I still believe it will get done.
All right, the four finalists for the hub cities, to go along with what you're talking about, having the bubble, trying to keep players isolated, it's down to Edmonton, Toronto, Vegas, and Chicago. Which of those cities would work best?
Guys, I know a lot's been talked about Vegas. Vegas seems to be the one city that, from the very beginning, everyone was super excited about that it was going to work. I don't know. Let's just put it this way. I don't know if the numbers, and based off how things are trending in Vegas and around Vegas, I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm not going to say what two cities I think it's going to be, but I will say I think the further north you can get, I think the better. I know it's ideal to have at least one hub city in the United States, but at this point, we'll see what happens. But again, if it were me, given the safety is so important, especially with this potential second wave coming, if it's going to happen, you got to put almost politics aside. Put aside having one United States city, one Canadian city. At this point, given the numbers, to me, it makes the most sense to just go to the two safest cities. And if those two safest cities are in Canada, then so be it. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Last thing for Joey Vitale here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Joey, when hockey comes back, what do you think the level of play is going to look like in a month?
It's going to be intense, boys. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be gung-ho, balls to the wall. I don't know if I can say that. You might want to hit the drop button on that one.
Yeah, it's fine. You meant hockey pucks to the wall.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I tell you, I was floating through Centene a couple of days ago. I'm telling you right now, these Blues players, they're skating, boys. They are working. They are conditioning themselves. They were bagging themselves. I'm looking at a team right there that is understanding that the X factor is going to be important come return to play, and it's going to be conditioning. The team that's most conditioned and in the best shape, I think, is going to prevail. And I know this Blues team is hard at work to see that through. I think the play is going to be up-tempo, high-octane. I think it's going to be a little bit of feeling-out process, first maybe a couple shifts or a game or so. But I think once players are there, you know, they're like, let's go. It's kind of like working out in the morning. You know what I mean? The toughest part about working out in the morning for me is putting on my tennis shoes. But once I get my tennis shoes on and my clothes on, I'm like, well, heck, I'm already dressed. Might as well go for a run. I think the players are going to be the same way. Was it tough to come back from Switzerland or Russia or Canada from the Lake Louise? Was it tough? Yeah, it was probably tough. But once these players are back in these club cities, once they get to this bubble, they're going to be like, heck, boys, we're here. We might as well freaking play some hockey. And that is how I think the tone is going to go. I think it's going to be some intense hockey because at the end of the day, you're looking at 20 guys on this team, 20 guys on that team, and the goal is to win a Stanley Cup. And if you can get that Stanley Cup, you're going to get a parade. And if you win that Stanley Cup, you're going to get a ring. And you're going to get a day with the cup. And you're forever going to be etched in history. And this is how these players are going to look at it once they get to this hub city. So, again, there's a lot of politics, a lot of discussion, a lot of negotiations still to be had over the next 2 days probably. But once they kind of get that organized and these players get to this city, it is going to be some of the funnest and most intense hockey I think that any fan has seen in quite a long time.
Joey, you the man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, fellas.
That's Joey Vitale from the Blues Radio Network here on 101 ESPN. All right, boys, I'm going to implement it again. Phase two. We're going to eliminate hope from our vocabulary. We're eliminating hope.
Oh, you know what? I'm pretty much there already.
I think people are getting way too negative. I think mostly it's Buster Olney and Chris Ranji. And I think we need to eliminate it.
Okay.
We're eliminating
it.
When hockey comes back, when baseball comes back, when basketball comes back, and when all these bleeping sports finish.
I'm in.
Actually, fellas, isn't hope by definition optimistic?
I don't care.
Belief is better, though. I mean, it would be if we're powering.
Either way, they're both optimistic ideas.
We're not hoping it's going to happen. We're believing it's going to happen.
That's what you sound like.
You sound like that all day anyway, because you got some sort of cold or COVID or whatever's going on with you.
I don't have COVID.
There have been a couple of people asking if you're okay.
I'm fine.
Via the text line.
Okay. Somebody said a sinus problem.
Somebody said, and I've never heard this before, that you sound soupy.
Soupy?
What's soupy?
I don't know. It's the first time I've heard
it. Sick, like, you know, because when you're sick, you often have soup.
I like me a good chicken noodle soup. Like homemade chicken noodle, that's up there. What's your favorite soup?
I don't have one.
You don't like soup?
I don't dislike soup, but I'm not tripping over myself to get soup.
Well, no, I mean.
Wait a second, wait. Does chili count as a soup?
No, it's chili.
No, that's chili.
Okay.
I do like chili, though. But chili, you're not going to get it. It's like, oh, man, I got a cold. I'm going to get some chili. Hell yeah. Meat's like, yeah, we do.
Yeah. Chili in the fall.
Nice rainy day. I could do chili now, even though it's 80 degrees out.
But chicken noodle soup, no, I'm not.
I love it.
I'm not dying.
What about a potato soup or like a broccoli
nice
cheese?
Hearty, that's good. Yeah.
Nice hearty potato with the bacon in it.
Yeah. Maybe some slices of onion in it.
Here's the problem with soup. It's like, okay, I had soup. Now what? Where's my meal?
Get some bread with
it. Yeah, crackers, man. Or if you have some chowder, it's kind of like having
chowder.
It's not a meal.
Oh, I don't mind having a meal with my soup. I don't mind that at all.
But so it can't be a salad. It needs to be an actual meal.
Can you have a meal with your chili?
You know, chili tends to be the meal for me.
Yeah. I think chili's a meal.
Stop with the cinnamon roll.
I would rather go salad than soup.
That's crazy. That's the toughest decision for me in the world.
Super salad. Nice Caesar salad.
The pasta fagioli.
Sure.
It's a good soup, man.
Yeah.
But their salad's good. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Something to think about. But no, I'm fine. Got a little congestion.
Soupy.
No fever.
Are you congested with soup?
No diarrhea. No vomiting.
Are all good things.
Can you taste?
It's all right here.
Can you taste anything?
I can taste just fine. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Taste it.
We're okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I don't know if we
are. No more hope.
Exactly. What do we think about college football in the spring?
God, I hope they play.
I hope you don't have COVID.
That's your first warning, Ranji. It's your first warning. That's next in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.
The strategy was hope, which is sometimes dangerous.